We're living in an age where dangerous diseases such as AIDS and HIV are constantly being monitored and treated by the latest breakthroughs in medical science. So, HIV is under control, right? Well, no. In fact, a report has found HIV infections in Australia have risen more than 40% in the last 5 years. In Queensland, the increased figure is closer to 60%. The National Centre in HIV Epidemiology and Clinical Research says infections have risen from 656 reported cases in 2000 to 930 last year. So in effect, less people are dying of AIDS, but more people are being infected by it. Don Baxter, Chief Executive of the Australian Federation of AIDS Organisation, says people are becoming complacent about the threat of infection.
It's a bit like going across, crossing the road, really, to the chemist shop. You know it's going to shut in 5 minutes' time. You know you should go down to the stoplights, but you just think, well, this once won't matter. And I think more effective treatments is part of that decision-making around whether how risky one act of unprotected sex is.
Mr. Baxter says the inaction of state governments is to blame.
Indeed, in New South Wales, it's actually remained stable at about the level in 2000, but in Queensland and Victoria, it's gone up substantially. And I think part of the explanation for that is that the New South Wales government has invested more money into both programs, public programs, and particularly in the gay community, and into research, and the other two governments have not, and also the Commonwealth government hasn't.
David Menadue, Vice President of the National Association of People Living with HIV, agrees, saying there's been a lack of funding.
We don't quite have the resources from government that we probably once did to get those education messages out to the community. I think that's a problem.
And he says this is an important issue that is being ignored.
Well, we're not scared to make our voice heard. We're not hiding. But I think the issue is that the media themselves are not as interested in the subject.
The study found that homosexual men accounted for 70% of the new cases, and heterosexuals made up almost 20%. While intravenous drug users and unknown transmission paths accounted for the remaining 10%. The new figures come as the first challenge to HIV's actual existence as a life-threatening virus reaches Australian courts. Andre Chad Parenzi is awaiting sentence for having unprotected sex with three women who were unaware he was carrying the HIV virus. Mr. Parenzi's lawyer, Kevin Borick, will present evidence from two Western Australian scientists who argue the virus has never been isolated and there is no proof HIV is transmitted sexually. However, the National Association of People Affected with AIDS claims proof of HIV does exist. To find out more on the debate, visit their website www.napwa.org.au. Siang Lu, reporting for CCN.